Hey everyone, welcome back. I know you're all here to stay ahead in crypto, and rightfully so. The scale of this thing is, well, it's mind-blowing, isn't it?
It really is. We're looking at what, over 420 million users globally?
Yeah, something like that, and a
Yeah.
total market cap that just keeps climbing, well over $2.5 trillion last I checked.
But there's a flip side to all this growth, right?
Exactly. Security is the elephant in the room. We can't ignore the fact that last year, a staggering $1.8 billion just poof, vanished into thin air.
Gone because of scams and hacks.
Which brings us to our deep dive today. We're going to dig into a specific threat that's been making waves: wallet drainers. And we'll look at one potential solution, Kerberos.
Right. And we're basing this on some research put together by the folks over at Bitcoin Platinum University. So big shout out to them.
Yeah, always appreciate their insights. So, wallet drainers, what's the big deal?
Well, they're incredibly fast. These attacks can literally empty a crypto wallet in minutes.
Minutes. It's like, by the time you realize what's happening, it's already too late. Traditional security measures, they just can't keep up.
So Kerberos, they're marketing themselves as this crypto guardian, right? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, that's their pitch. They're claiming to offer proactive prevention.
Proactive prevention. What does that even mean?
Imagine this. You're about to approve a transaction, but before you hit that button, Kerberos steps in. It analyzes the transaction in real time, looking for any red flags. Like, let's say it's trying to send all your crypto to a weird address you've never seen before.
Okay, so it's like a security checkpoint for your transaction.
Exactly. They're trying to stop the bad thing from happening in the first place, not just clean up the mess afterward.
I mean, that's a huge difference, right?
You're
Most
right.
security measures are reactive, not proactive.
It's a pretty big shift. And that's not all. They're also talking about 247 wallet monitoring, real time.
So, like a security camera, but for your crypto?
Yeah, kind of. It's constantly watching your wallet, looking for any suspicious activity, and it'll alert you immediately if something seems off. Even if, let's say, their proactive measures somehow miss something, you'll still get an early warning.
Right. So it's like having a security guard that never sleeps, always on the lookout. But what happens if, God forbid, an attack actually succeeds?
Well, that's where their third claim comes in: post-hack tracing.
Post-hack tracing.
Yeah. If your funds do get stolen, they're saying they have tools that can track those funds and potentially even help you recover them.
So it's like a detective for your stolen crypto.
In a way, yeah. They're trying to give you a fighting chance to get your money back.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Kerberos is offering three main things: preventing bad transactions before they happen, constantly monitoring your wallet for any fishy business, and helping you track down your crypto if it does get swiped.
That's the gist of it, yeah. And it's important to remember the bigger picture here. The crypto world is growing so fast, it's like the Wild West out there.
And the bad guys are getting smarter all the time.
Exactly. They're constantly coming up with new ways to exploit the system. So we really need better security measures, one that can keep up with these evolving threats.
It's a wake-up call for anyone involved in crypto, whether you're a seasoned trader or just starting to dip your toes in.
The old ways of thinking about security, just not going to cut it anymore.
So it begs the question, what are you doing right now to protect your digital assets? It's something to think about, seriously.
Yeah, no time for complacency in this space.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in digging deeper into Kerberos, seeing if it's the right fit for you, you can find more information on their website, https://www.kerberos.com. Do your own research, make your own decisions.
And as you do that, maybe consider this. With all these crazy cyber threats constantly popping up in crypto, what's our individual responsibility, right? And how do we ensure the long-term security of our digital assets beyond just relying on software? That's something we all need to be thinking of. It's not going away anytime soon.
That's a great point. Lots to consider. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. And until next time, stay safe out there.
Stay safe.